Hello and welcome to another episode of Packs and Hobbies with Junaid. Welcome back. This is episode 4. In the last episode, we talked about how I was waiting for my beehive equipment. I ordered a total of 6 medium boxes that will take 10 frames each. And now the water frames, water foundations, well, I'll get to that detail, but all of this equipment is unassembled, which means it's a little bit cheaper. It's a little bit cheaper on the shipping, a little bit cheaper when you're purchasing it, but the reason for that is, well, it's unassembled. You have to assemble all of this. I probably would pay a little more shipping if I had them assembled, but since I love woodworking, I figured save a little buck, you know, build these things to get myself and get a move on that way. So yeah, to start off, to get ready for the bees arriving first week of April, is I've got to build at least 4 medium boxes. 2 medium boxes will hold the 10 frames each, and 2 medium boxes will go on top of these, the hive boxes, the body boxes, and that's where I'll store the feed for the bees. So what's in the feed? Well, it's simply 1-to-1 sugar water. There is supplements that you can add to the feed, such as protein. There's bee protein that you can add, or pollen. Basically, you're adding powdered pollen into this feed, which then provides them with feed pollen protein. But there's several ways. But you start with the nectar, because the nectar is all they need. Those are their carbs. They go with the carbs that keep, you know, they feed the carb and they can keep going. They can keep going. So I got to build the boxes. I keep saying that. I got to build the boxes. It's weighing on me, but I'm prepared to go do that. Once I've got the boxes built and set up, I can then go and build a bench. I need to set up a bee bench in the apiary, where these boxes are going to go, where the hives are going to live. So got to do that. So first I'll build the boxes, and I have enough material to build a bee bench in the yard. Got some 2x6 panels, got some 4x4 posts. So it's going to be nice and sturdy. I just got to do some research on how to properly build these and how deep I would have to dig into the ground for these posts to go. So, you know, the bees have a solid foundation to live on, essentially. So in total, I've got 6 medium boxes and 60 frames to build. I do need to order 2 additional medium boxes to go into, as the bees start producing, the queen bee starts laying eggs. They need frames to go, because if you don't have additional frames, the bees will abandon the hive and basically swarm. That's something you don't want to do. You don't want your bees swarming. That's just bad. All right. So that's the update on the beehive front. So let's talk about what is the feed that the bees require. So the instructor mentioned that, hey, when I was a beekeeper, when I started, and they recommend that you start with 2 hives. He said one of my hives died the first time around. It's because I was not feeding at all. So maybe one of the hives was robbing, you know, the other hive. I don't know what happened, but he said that from now on, no matter what the season is, no matter what is going on outside, I make sure that I have feed for my bees. Because they're just taking 1-to-1 sugar water in summer, 2-to-1 sugar water in the winter. And yes, they don't, you know, if they don't eat it, they don't eat it. You know, it's not going to go bad. They can use it when they need it. When they don't need to use it, you know, it's fine. So, perfect. I've got that plan set up. I'm going to use quart mason jars. They do recommend, my instructor has a gallon jar, a mason jar that he puts all of his feed in. A gallon, that's huge. But I figured I've already got the quart mason jars that I can start using and pop them on there. So that's the plan. That is the plan. So that's the feed. They're taking sugar water, so 1 pound of sugar to 1 pound of water. Get it, put it together, mix it real good. Let it sit and then pour it in your jars. Invert it and pop it in there. And the jar has tiny little holes that will let them, you know, stick their long tongues in and then basically take the food. Build the boxes, set up the feed, set up the bench. 3 tasks at hand. To get started, I do have to clean up a little bit on my workshop. I recently got pegboard hooks, so I can organize my tools on the wall. Then I'll have open bench space to ready and work. In the bike world, well, I still haven't ridden my bike on a trainer, off the trainer, whichever, since October, since my last century ride. Feel very bad, but I'm almost done with the bike stand, the trainer stand. And it's got nice metal tubes on each side, 1-inch thick metal tubes. This is heavy duty, like hardcore metal. So my base is going to be super strong. I've got nice foot pads for the wooden piece on the bottom. And I got to make sure that the rollers fit in there. Even if the rollers don't fit in there, I'm probably going to have the stationary system set up over there. But again, we'll see when that chapter comes. That's it on all of this front. Some cool hacks that I found on Google Images was how to organize pegboards with hooks. And there were some really cool ideas where they're using these small wooden blocks, they're cutting them to size, and then he's drilled holes in these wood blocks so he can easily store like drill bits and router bits and screwdrivers, files, basically all sorts of things. And it looks really, really neat. So I'm planning on doing something like that. I've got a lot of wooden pieces lying around that I can use and put together. If you have any questions, let me know. I know a little bit about a lot of things and I'm constantly learning. I mean, that's what keeps my mind going, is I love to learn stuff and just absorb it and apply it where I can. Before I got into woodworking, I watched a few woodworking videos, setups that people had, and you know, how to build different things. It's very fascinating. One of the videos that I found extremely fascinating was this guy was building knives. And you would think that, you know, how do you build knives? Well, it's pretty simple. You just buy it from the store. Well, this knife cost anywhere from $500 to $700 based on the length of the blade. I was like, holy smokes, this is insane. But then he the video showed the process of how he built the blade, and it was just amazingly fascinating. Anyhow, I'm not that crazy yet. I don't know if I will ever be, since I have so many hobbies, but some really good hacks. Talk about hacks. Remember when NASA put out these Mars posters that was basically recruiting people to go to Mars? And these are really cool looking posters. You can probably look them up on NASA.org. Or is it NASA.gov? I can't remember. But I had these posters printed at Kinko's, or now known as FedEx office. I had them printed, and then I recently purchased these nice 12 inches by 16 inches frames from IKEA. And then I cut my posters to size, and I set up the posters. And now I've got to figure out a way to mount them on the wall. Well, there's only so many ways you can mount them on the wall. One was to straight up put them straight on the wall. But my friend gave me an idea that I could probably mount them in such a way that they're like 60 degrees from the top of the wall. So it's like 30 degrees and 60 degrees. So it's like diagonally looking down. And that way you could look up, and you're looking up to Mars and the poster's up there. I thought that was a good idea. So I got equipment for that too. So I got to set that up. I've got so many projects. It's insane. And today I was telling him about all these projects. He's like, dude, you got way too many projects. You probably need to get some friends and help you finish these projects, because nobody likes a half started project. Well, I don't either. So that's the plan. That's the game. Here on Hacks and Hobbies. If you have any hobbies that you're passionate about, please let me know, or send a message in, and we can talk about your hobbies. We can talk about what you love, what I could do to speed up the process of getting stuff done. And it doesn't help when you have a newborn baby in the house. So I love it. I love my new daughter. She's beautiful and amazing. And I think that's it for today's episode 4. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. And please send me a message at Twitter, at SuperJanaid on Twitter, or leave a message on the site. And talk to you guys soon. Thanks again for listening to Hacks and Hobbies with Janaid on SuperJanaid.com. For any comments and suggestions, please go to our website, SuperJanaid.com. Leave a comment on the episode, or you can tweet it out to @SuperJanaid.com. #, Hacks and Hobbies. We'd love to hear from you, and thank you, and good night.